Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Just kidding there, gang. This is Wide Awake Robbie, baby boy. And I'm just fine because I'm all yours and you're all mine. Starting out the first hour of what may be one of the most important hours in radio history. My death. Just kidding, gang. Listen, before we spin the first platter here, I think I ought to tell you what's going on down here at Chambers Department Store. First of all, besides taking my blood pressure and my pulse and my money, it's old Doc Gage and his gang here are going to be asking me every hour to repeat this tongue twister to test the deterioration of my entire brain. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Hey, how's that, gang? All right, now, in the next 100 hours, gang, we're going to be playing the top 2,000 records on the charts, okay? So we're going to start right off here in hour one with record number 2,000. Here it is, Mimini Mama with Billy and the Bing Bong. How's it?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The radio equivalent of foul-smelling discharge. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. You know, in its day, first couple of times I heard it, I really liked it.
How many days ago was that? It's got to be thousands of days, right?
Thousands of days.
The sports of our show on Don and Mike Show on Westwood One is brought to you by Ford. Every day, someone makes a bold move. There's a car company for people like that. Ford. There you go. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Hold on. One more thing I got to tell you about the weekend. Well, besides the fact, just anybody who has had anything with their house go wrong knows I am dreading tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. Oh, yeah. Not only will I be without air conditioning,
right?
And it's supposed to get hot and humid again, but they're going to be in there tearing out the old furnace that has been in the house since 1989, putting in the new air conditioning unit, and talking with the guy today. This is another thing that now that Frida's gone, I've obviously got to handle all this, this crap. It's going to be a very tight fit because the house I'm living in is built in 1989.
Right.
The new furnace, the only one that they think can possibly work.
Right.
They will have 3/4 of an inch of space on the top to get it in and get behind
right.
it and
just barely
and fix whatever wiggle wires they got to do behind it.
Put all the plumbing in and all.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be like I guess 3 days of me living with in essence like the Mexican World Cup team. Right.
So they're putting a big one in. They're putting a much larger unit in than you had before.
Yep.
And it's the whole thing. You're getting everything done.
Yeah,
right?
Because I've been going
upstairs, downstairs, outside, heat pumps, everything.
Yeah. Even last night, you know. I watched the weather, and Pan says, Peter, of course, Peter Pan, Peter
That's
Tony
right.
Pan.
Peter Tony Pan.
And his zilly, whatever's up with his hairline. Rob, really, you should watch Tony Pan some weekend and just thank God your hair doesn't look like his.
His hair looks like dried pudding.
I think it's an optical illusion.
Anyway, he's saying, well, and he was right, going to be very cool tonight. No need to leave the air conditioning on. This was last night.
Right.
So I thought,
he's wrong about that, too.
Well, it did get cool where I live. It got down to 58 last night.
Yeah. Yeah, all I know is every morning I wake up, I feel like I've been camping.
So I opened the window up, and I thought, you know what? Smart, because the air conditioning is broken. It's leaking downstairs. I will just turn off the AC tonight as they request.
Right.
Beautiful. Yeah. I wake up, go downstairs this morning, 3 more inches of water down in the basement.
Oh,
as
no.
it turns out, because I turned it off, there had been some water that had been trapped in there.
Condensation had been
right. backed up. Mm-hmm. So this morning I'm down there with the goddamn, the wet shop vac thing.
Yeah.
And I've got fans going down there. Hey, fans, how you doing?
Hi, fans.
This is just a little song to my fans and friends.
The wrong Pan.
No, I think it's the right one.
In fact, it was Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. I'm talking about Tony Pan.
Not him?
From Channel 9. No, not that guy.
Yeah,
not that Pan.
He's a good Pan,
Not
though.
The real-life Peter Pan.
And Topper Shut takes the whole summer off, right? He only comes back when there's winter weather.
I don't know,
right.
Mike.
He's making toys.
So
I top her.
So I'm ready for it. But just everybody be ready. I think tomorrow I'll be cool. Not only as always cool as a cucumber here, sure, baby. Right. As Stuart Scott says, as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Right.
But I'm sure by Wednesday I'll be a little testy because they say it's going to get back to 95 and humid. And
so now that you're warning us about that, if things even go really, really well, are you just going to be testy just to be testy?
I'm going to try very hard not to be in a bad mood.
Okay.
Good. Very, very hard. Okay. All right. Hear that, Kong?
Yeah.
I try hard not to be in a bad mood the next 3 days.
Wear your flak jacket on Wednesday.
So don't F up.
You can come over to my house.
Don't F up, Kong.
Was it really nice enough to have the windows open?
Yes, it was.
My air conditioning ran all night last night.
Very nice. And I got to tell you one more thing from the weekend. And I hate happy endings, but I have to give
you... I love happy endings.
Oh, no, not like this. Oh, no, I'm not talking about sex happy endings. I'm talking about... I don't play golf, Mike. Mike plays golf.
Yeah.
I belong to a golf club.
Right.
Not a fancy one like Mike does, and not even one as nice as your second one that you belong to, but it's a nice one.
Yes, it is.
But it's a nice one. And
very nice.
I was just going to say, the one you belong to is as nice as the second one I belong to. That is true.
Okay. Only two?
So there's that.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way! Your second one's much better than my only one.
I don't think so.
I think so. Well, regardless. Well, okay, it's a public course.
It's no slouch.
As it turns out, Frida and I used to like playing golf together.
Right.
You know, she was very athletic. And
you and I played one time.
She would kick my ass all the time, but it was the one thing that I really could compete with her at a semi-equal level.
Right.
And it's been, I think the last time I played golf was maybe last May.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been an awful long time.
Right.
And I get a call yesterday morning from, if you remember the fiasco at my casa last weekend, with all the people coming over to use the pool, and the whole thing with the dick guy and the family and the watch and the other guy with his family, the lawyer with the cowboy hat. Okay.
Right.
So the lawyer with the cowboy hat calls me up and he says, "I got a good idea. It's a really nice day." This was yesterday. He says, "It's a nice day. You belong to this club.
Right.
You pay to golf. You never go off. I don't care how you go off. Why don't you just come out with me and let's make a morning of it? Come on now." He said, I want to make it up to you for having put you through that crap last weekend. I'll pay the greens fees or whatever they are, and then we'll have lunch.
This is cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat guy.
Right.
And he says, "We'll have lunch. We'll have a couple of drinks. We'll make a day of it." Uh-huh. I said, "Hey, you know what? What the F?
Okay. Hey, good for you.
I'll go along with the program." So we get out there. Get the clubs. We're at the driving range.
You have clubs, right?
They live there. I mean, they live inside.
Oh, okay.
You know how that goes, Mike.
You store them there.
Right. So when you show up,
like a real player that
you go, wiper, and then they bring out the little. You got your little car that you drive around.
It's kind of neat.
So I'm standing there. We're on the driving range. And I'm trying to get my swing together. You know, I'm not feeling a lot of pressure because it's just the lawyer guy with
me. Right.
Easy going. And all of a sudden, I hear from the corner. Just I don't know.
A little bird's voice?
So far away, so far away, yet so close. An absolutely unidentifiable, yet at the same time, totally identifiable sound. Something like a dog whistle that you would hear maybe around four or five buildings.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It's like my head goes up in the air. I was standing over around the driving thing. My head goes up, and I said, "What was that?" And this other guy was standing next to me. He said, "What was what?" I said, "Sure, Jesus Christ. I'm nuts."
Huh?
I said, "I'm so glad we're out here. I just thought I heard dickhead."
Are you on the driving range?
Yes. Right. So I said, "I thought I just heard dickhead." This is the neighbor, right, that I had the thing with.
Oh, yeah. That's who you thought you heard?
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So right as I'm standing there about to take a swing, he says, "Oh, that's because I invited him to come."
Oh!
Hey, dickhead, come on over here. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm making this up. No, of course.
What the hell
serious.
Did he invite the other guy for?
Wow.
Now, the other guy, who I kind of had worked things out with last week, more or less.
Right.
Remember, because I found the watch and I went to his house.
Right.
And then I
But then you kind of talked about his wife.
Yeah, but that, I didn't hear anything from him.
Okay.
Right. So I thought that.
And he knew you were going to be there.
Yeah. Well, it turns out. The lawyer guy called the other guy, and said, you know, this was really a bad scene last weekend. We're all, why don't, you know, why? Because we all kind of are neighbors. Why don't we try to play as a bad scene?
Bad scene for the bad seed.
So it's him. And the first thing that the lawyer does, who's incidentally wearing like a Willie Nelson, frayed, not even a real cowboy hat, more like
a golf hat. Like a Greg Norman golf hat?
Thank you, Mike. I was trying to think of the golfer that
I know what you're talking about.
Except he's wearing it like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Or like Crocodile Dundee.
He likes wide brim.
He's got it all rolled up, and he's got some type of Indian feathers hanging from the back of this thing.
Really?
It's his lucky golf hat.
Okay, gotcha.
So he says, hey, Mr. Dick, come on over. Look, hey, look who's here. And so we're both standing there, and he says, don't you think it's about time you guys shook hands? You know, it's like we're standing on the golf course. And I'm thinking, this is a ruined day.
Right.
This is, you can't play golf in 10 minutes.
Right.
And I'm going to be stuck with this guy.
You playing 18?
Playing 18.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, welcome to 5 hours.
Wow. Stuck with this guy.
5 hours with this guy.
So I think, all right, I got it under control. No problem. I said, hey, guys, give me a moment. I got to take a leak. I go up to the clubhouse, and the first thing I do, what?
To the balcony.
Inside or out?
The first thing I do, I call up the GF,
right,
the girlfriend, and I say, oh, my God. I don't know why my mind works. Why do I call her? She can't do anything to fix this.
Right.
You know, I said, Jesus Christ, this is maybe going to be the worst day of my life, blah, blah, blah. I got to play golf with this guy. God, I really didn't want this. I will talk to you later. Okay, I just need somebody to talk to. Okay, all right, okay, go back. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Right. I go back down. I don't really have the best attitude. They announce right away that they play loose, but by the rules.
Okay.
We're not playing best ball. We're not going to have a lot of mulligans. Uh-huh. There are not going to be any do-overs.
Right.
And I'm not allowed to hit from the ladies' tees.
All right.
Which I love.
Now,
really.
They're giving you your rules?
These are their rules.
All right.
But they said, however, if you get like a crazy bounce or something, you know, everybody will get one or two, maybe, you know, things where we discuss it. But generally speaking, let's keep it above board. And who cares what we shoot?
Right. Sounds like a moderately competitive round.
So we get to the first hole, and the lawyer stands there, and he hits the ball, and it's great. And the other guy hits it, and it's great. And I hit mine, and it is like retard city.
Oh, no.
This thing goes.
Last time you played was May.
Yeah, well.
You can't expect anything.
There are two golf courses at this place that I've been throwing money away at.
See, the second place that I have only has one.
And I hit my first shot, and it went on to the wrong golf course.
Oh, no.
You understand? The one that I was aiming for.
9-year-old animal.
The one that I was aiming for would be about 200 yards straight in front of me. The ball went about 75 yards to the left, hit a tree, and rolled over, I think, on hole number 4 of the other course,
wow,
right?
Wow, dear.
So right away I hear, you know, from over the, you know, hey, what's going on over there? Hey, what's going on? And I'm thinking, oh. And I just stood there for a second and really was contemplating walking away because I looked at my watch and I thought, it's 9:30. This is like all friggin' day.
Yeah.
And then
9:30, kind of prime time, too. You're out there with a lot of other people.
Going to be a long day.
This is when I hate... Don't turn off that sappy music. I just hate happy endings. But the guy, Dickhead, he says to me, hey, can I tell you something? And I think he's going to bring up the watch or his wife or whatever.
Right.
He said, first, you're way too uptight. He said, don't worry about it. Robbie didn't say that he loved me. He didn't say that he loved me.
He will.
I love you, man.
He said, you're way too uptight. He said...
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be something. I thought it would be something else. I thought it was going to be, hey, listen, to peace offering, you can have my wife.
No. He said to me,
skipping ahead.
You're way too uptight. Take another shot. He said, do that. He said, you've had 8 million golf lessons in your life. Just do one thing. When you hit the ball this time, pivot with your left leg. He says, you're standing too straight. You've got a great swing. If you come up from underneath the ball, pivot in your leg.
Everybody can tell you a million things.
He says, and you really get your hips into it.
Everybody can tell you a million things if you get that one thing that somebody tells you.
Here's the thing.
That makes sense to you.
Now, this guy I've been dreading this, calling the girlfriend, saying this guy's a right. dick. I don't want to do this.
Help me, help me.
He tells me, I said, you know, I've heard 8,000 different things. He said, really, you got a solid swing? I said, just pantomime it right now. Do it with me. So I'm actually, you know, pantomiming the swing. And he said, that's right. Get into it. Don't lift your leg up. On the balls of your feet. Back and boom.
Now,
through.
What you just pantomimed does not look like a bad swing.
Well, I got news for you. I hit the ball 200 yards. I never in my life have hit it directly onto the green.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
That ball, when it left the tee, I went, if you thought Tiger Woods was a baby yesterday.
Right.
I went, I dropped the club and I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Eureka.
Look at that. And people are looking at me because I'm going out right. of my mind. And I looked at him and I said, you are not a dick.
Well, you told me what your score was. And if you played honest golf and that was your score, you broke 100. That's
played,
great.
We played honest as honest can be, and I got 97.
Hey. That's, you know how many people can't break 100?
Mm.
I forgot what that. You always hear that percentage
I'm sure
of people
was,
that can't break 100.
Listen, I'm sure I could go out 10 more times, and I would not be able to break 100.
Mm.
I had yesterday this guy.
And if you do that, that meant guy, you were moving the ball right, along, it meant you were having a good time.
By the time we got to the 11th hole, this guy, and it, oh, listen, here's
so he gave you a little playing lesson? Is he a really good player?
Here's the other thing that helps. Yeah, booze, okay?
Oh, sure.
So we had flasks. We didn't.
Booze you can play with, hangovers you can't play with. Right.
Well, the booze was fine because what happened was on hole number 11, this is how, now keep in mind, when this started, I was ready to just rip this guy's lungs out.
Sure. Right?
By the time we got to hole number 11, more than halfway through, he was actually doing that fag move where, as I was standing over the tee, he was actually putting his arms around my arms and saying, no, 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 keep them straight, and putting his hands on my hips and saying,
oh.
Nice.
Hips straight. Now, bend into it. Again, come underneath, back.
See,
through.
What you're doing is you're pulling your shoulder. You're doing it. Looks like he gave you that's good. Did you dig it?
Did I dig it?
Would you do it again?
Mike, I'm playing golf with him on Saturday morning.
Wow, look at you.
Just he and I.
Good.
6:15.
That 6:15 a.m.?
Saturday morning.
They let you get they let you get out that early. That's great. You'll dig it then.
First tee off time. He says we'll get out before everybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He seems to think I have some skills.
Good.
I told him I'm retarded.
I'd love to play with you sometime. That'd be fantastic.
No, that's too much pressure, Mike.
Well, I thought I was cool with you the last time we played.
I've only played once.
Right.
In a year and a half.
But, I mean, if you get into it, I'd love it. It would be delightful. Yeah, it would be something we could do together.
So as we continued to play golf.
And bond.
And we continued to drink.
Uh-huh.
And the more that I found out that I wasn't going to suck. Oh, and the other great thing that this guy did for me.
Uh-huh.
We got done playing, and he said, turn your score in.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm an idiot, I said.
Yeah, put your handicap. Get a handicap start.
I said, turn it into who? He said, to the scorer. Turn it in. You broke 100.
Put it on the computer.
Yeah, right. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I said, why? Do I get a prize or something? He said, no. He said, but they're going to have a record that you played a round of golf with guys and you didn't cheat and you got under 100. You want to let them know that this is something that you did.
Put them all in.
Right.
Put them all in.
So I said, yeah. Okay. By the time we got maybe to hole. By the time we got to hole 16 or 17.
Right.
I was doing so well. I mean, the last three holes I really screwed up. I got like a 7 on the last hole.
That's all right.
I was just hot and drunk and loving it. And feeling good.
Good.
And this guy.
You go hot and cold on the sport. I'm glad to hear you're back hot on it.
Well,
again.
It was mainly because of this guy that we even got into a discussion about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Even got into a discussion about his kids, which I promised I wouldn't talk about on the radio today.
Right.
But
right.
Basically, excuse me. basically,
did he help you with putting and all that good stuff too?
Basically, he agrees that one of his sons has a problem with discipline.
Mm-hmm. You probably knew that, yeah.
So we talked about that. Well, we talked about his wife.
Right.
And it, I mean, it was all good. It wasn't bad.
Good.
It was not bad.
Are you amazed that it turned around like this in a week?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I am amazed, yeah. And it was really great until the very end. And I'm sorry. I lost the...
That'll really put the damper on.
I lost that golf music, Rob. I lost that golf music.
When you're on the tee.
So we got done, and I thought, you know, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So I shake hands with this guy, right? I say, and he says, you want to play next week? I'll get us a tee time, right? I said, sure. You know what? Yeah. He said, I can actually help you with your swing a little bit, and, you know, maybe we won't hate each other the next time there's a neighborhood party, because, you know, he hates me, too.
All right. Well, that's good.
So we had that discussion. He didn't hate me anymore, but he hated me like I hated him.
Right. You know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun to get out there and do it.
So here's how the date ends. Uh-huh. And this is just, both I thought this was wrong, and the guy that I was fighting with thought it was wrong.
Yeah.
We get done, and we're standing there, and you're waiting for the, you know, we're standing there, and one of them has valeted his car, and so we're waiting for the one guy to get his car that's valeted, and the other one of us are going to get in the car and go, mm-hmm. and the cowboy hat friend, the lawyer,
right.
starts crying and says, so we're standing out front where there's like a turnaround driveway,
yeah.
just waiting for this one guy to show up with his car, and the guy with the cowboy hat says, because I'm talking with the guy, right, yeah. with the guy that I've hated. Right. He says, this is maybe one of the best things that's ever happened. I mean, the fact that you two have gotten together.
Oh, well, he's a good guy.
Under these circumstances.
He put you two together. He did it. He gets emotional about it.
Under these circumstances. And I've just got, he's pulling on his hat going, you know, I just got to tell you. And also, he's like a...
He was happy that you had a great day.
Anyway. We both turned around right at that moment. My new best friend and I both turned around and just, oh, F you, Jim. What are you doing?
Jim's the guy that put you two together.
Get a hold of yourself, man.
Cowboys don't cry.
Get a hold of yourself. Jesus
I'm glad
Christ.
You had a good time, though.
I mean,
good.
It wasn't crocodile. Just so he doesn't call me tonight.
No, but...
Crocodile tears he had.
It was real emotion.
He had some mist in his eyes.
Sure. Like Tiger did.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much.
It's emotional.
And also, right.
Good thing.
Rob, there you go. The word is booze.
a little alcohol?
That's a factor.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little boozy cry.
So I do it
about three times a week.
I get done with that, I get in my car. I pick up the phone, I call my girlfriend, I say, you are not going to believe this. And she's ready to hear me say, you know, oh, my God, the skies opened up and Satan came out.
Satan came down and he was wearing knickers.
Bare knuckle fist fight or something. Mm-hmm. You know? I said to her, this guy is great. I said, this guy saved my golf game. We talked about what a problem his kid is. Uh-huh. We talked about his wife. We talked about women. I'm golfing with this guy next week. And she just silenced. She said, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And I said,
Who is this?
I said,
who's calling?
You'd have to ask the cowboy hat guy how it happened.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, she doesn't really know who all of these people are. She said,
right.
She said, who's the cowboy hat guy? And I said, Adrian, Janet, whatever. I called her both names.
Uh-huh. Right.
I said, he's the guy that was there at the Super Bowl party, okay? Don't you remember? You were sitting Indian style. And she said, hello, excuse me. Are you talking to Frida right now? And I said, no. She said, because you're talking about a party that happened, I'm guessing, before I ever knew you.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't there for that party, were you?
Right.
You weren't there for that party.
Wow.
Because that would have been awkward if you were there at that party, because my wife was at that party.
And so now, crack of dawn, you'll be out there at your hour. That's great that you can play at that time.
6:15 a.m.
You dig that.
Anyway. You know, like I said, I hate to give you a happy ending, but that's a happy ending.
Well, you know how I feel about the game of golf, so I'm glad you're playing again.
Yep.
And I hope you keep playing.
If I go out and I score like my usual 120 this week, the friendship over.
Yeah, of course. That's it. Well, you know, that's the game of golf. You got to expect that it's not always going to be great.
Friendship over.
And it's also a little more difficult at that hour, unless you're really, really a hardcore to get the hooch. You know, I don't think the cart girls come on duty.
Oh, no, my new best buddy already told me. He's bringing the BMs.
Right. Okay, why not?
A couple of flasks.
That's good. If that gets you through the round, what the hell?
Bring some Bloody Marys out there.
A lot of fun.
It relaxes and centers me.
It centers you.
Right. Relax and centers me.
Very, very good.
One more thing from the weekend that has nothing to do with any of that at all. Hey, Yanni.
Yes?
Here's a question for you. You know, I'm also counting down now. Oh, my juices are really flowing. Not only my male juices, but my real... male, massive, my football juices are flowing.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching, I think What's the first Sunday night game, John? Is it in 2 weeks?
I think it's, is it just before Labor Day?
No, come on, idiot. The first Sunday night game, the first, like, Hall of Fame game.
Oh, that game doesn't count? I don't know.
Well, it doesn't count, but it's football.
I'll find out right now.
I think it's less than 2 weeks from now.
Right. And then the golf's out the window when that happens.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no more golf for you.
No, all.
You got really like a 2 week window.
All moment. Yeah. I got 2 weeks to get my golf game together.
Bro. Damn it. You started too late.
You
this
can
year.
Do it.
However, here's my question. When do we start our fantasy football talk?
I was going to ask last week. I seriously was going to ask because this is the time of year that we do it. We have to take care of it before we leave again.
That's because true. It's almost time for you to ask me to get you a magazine.
Thanks, Baldy.
If they start with the exhibition games, and thank God, I think, like in less than 2 weeks. You find that information out, Yanni?
I'm looking right now.
And I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to get more into it this year because I'm not.
Sunday, August 6th.
I'll try.
Hold on. What is it?
Sunday, August the 6th.
You know what that is?
Your Eagles versus the Raiders.
That's a week from this Sunday.
Wow. That's preseason.
We don't have to have our lineups by preseason.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just mean it's great for me. The football's back.
Oh, that's good.
Football's back on.
So you don't want to be commissioner this year, Mike?
No.
Now, guys, this is a very important question.
Yes.
Please, are we a keeper league this year or not?
No.
F you.
No. That's it. I heard that. One, two.
No.
No. Three. That's it already.
I don't know.
Exactly. He just, you know what? He says, who do you want to keep so bad?
Uh-huh.
He wants to keep Larry Johnson.
Shut up, John. We start from scratch.
You said it last week.
Yeah,
you said
it. We start from scratch.
Hold on.
Jeez. And also, we need to invite a new member.
We've already decided. Travis Bickle, right?
Yeah, we want to make sure that it was okay. It was Travis.
Well, Travis isn't in this building, though.
That's all right.
So you can't eyeball him.
It's difficult.
Make him come out here.
We'll get him out here for it.
I think we definitely have to get him out here for it.
Got the chiropractor next door.
Let me get my boy on the phone.
Invite him to play?
Yeah. He'll probably vote against me just to vote against me.
Don't tell him how you feel.
You got to join?
Hello?
No, not on you, man.
Marty?
Did you hear that?
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You got to join.
That's
to page this person, press 5.
It's from that Matthew McConaughey movie that took place in the 70s. What was it?
When
Dazed and Confused.
You may hang up or press 1.
All right, hold, let me try something.
It'd be a lot cooler.
I got down 9?
No, not there.
Incidentally, I'm going to request from Bart a very elaborate logo featuring me.
Oh, that's right. Because you sponsor his team in a way.
So how many votes is that against the Keeper League?
One, two, three. There was one in the back. John?
Yeah, I
did.
Four. That was
Joe?
Joe's vote. I did not.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you abstaining, John, or are you going to vote?
Well, at this point, it doesn't seem that I really need to vote.
Not John.
John,
what do you want to do? You vote for it to be a keeper.
Of course he does.
It doesn't really matter to me. I can do it either way. I've got good. I'm going to win anyway. What
Come on.
Does it
oh,
mean?
Listen to this.
Grow a set of nuts. Come on. How about make it a keeper league? Come on.
You know, it doesn't matter whether he votes yes or no because Joe has voted no.
Did you already vote no?
Well, Rob, what's your vote?
I voted no.
I vote no. Buzz?
No.
That's three.
And Joe said no also.
But if I can sway Travis, Bart, and myself, it will be 4-4 deadlock.
Keep in mind that Travis has to take over Beth Ann's team.
And I don't think rookies to the league should be able to vote.
You can call him.
Travis? I don't want to call Travis.
Oh, come on. Call Travis. We can take care of it right now.
What's the number, Rob?
There it is.
Three.
There you go. 703.
Tell you, I know what running back I want bad now.
Who?
That Larry Johnson.
What teams he play for, Mike?
I don't know.
So he's a running back.
Kansas City?
Good guess.
I don't think he's there, Don.
Is that right? Hello? Was I right about
Hello,
it?
Oh, Travis? Hello? Travis?
Hi.
Travis, hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey.
Travis, you're familiar with
this. Wait a minute. Aren't you guys in the next room or something?
No.
Hey, Travis, you're joining. Has anybody told you you're joining our fantasy league this year?
I was given the invitation, and I gladly accepted.
All right. Very good.
Travis?
Yes?
Have you been listening?
I have been listening.
Okay.
But he hasn't heard a lot of it yet.
Don't be influenced by peer pressure.
I'm not influenced, Don, but I will say I would like an equal shot at Larry Johnson myself, so I say no keeper.
You know what? You guys are all
pussies. Hey, wait, hold on. Am I in here?
Yeah, you're all pussies.
Now, how could Travis, who knows? Oh, well, she's
you're
taking
over. You're all gigantic pussies.
Yes, we are.
You're all pussies.
So we will not do a man.
We never have a keeper league.
No keeper league again.
We never have a keeper league.
No keeper league again.
Doesn't matter.
This is what happens when the owners meet. The owners meet and the owners vote, and that's what stands.
All right, when is the draft?
What it says in the charter.
Screw you guys.
That's not a real good way to start out the season. No, not a good way at all.
Shut up, Tex.
Tex.
Jesus Christ.
When's draft day?
A keeper league. How about just keep one guy from your team before? Maybe one guy. You know the problem is.
But no one named Larry. Anyone that isn't named Larry.
Can I help with it? Last year I had.
Larry.
Last year I had the foresight. Right. To choose, and the foreskin, to choose.
Yes, you do.
Listen to this. Peyton Manning, uh-huh. Larry Johnson, Chad Johnson, and Carson Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, four of the best players in the National Football League.
My Johnson didn't work.
Listen.
I picked Lyndon Johnson.
My gigantic brain should be able to keep one of those guys. I should be able to keep one of those guys is my property.
All right, I won't let you keep Larry, but you can keep Jeremiah. And Artie.
Artie. Very interesting. Good one, Buzz.
Artie is good. Artie is good with the football reference.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Keep laughing, everybody. Don't think it's serious.
Are we picking a day for our draft? Do we know a day we're going to do?
What's National Pussy Day?
My birthday's in March.
Thank you, Rob. Okay, so it's already passed.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
So you're telling me it's not a keeper league?
Not a keeper league.
So I don't have Peyton Manning, for sure.
Not for sure.
I don't have Larry Johnson, for sure.
Not for sure.
I don't have Chad Johnson, for sure.
Nothing is for sure.
I always look forward when we establish our drafting order, though, because then the transactions begin.
Hey, right. Yeah, guess what, asses?
Right. That's right.
Daddy's not an ATM machine this year.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You know what? I'm really going to do it up this year, though, because we got our new building.
Oh, hold on
stuff.
A second. Hold on a second.
What?
Yeah. I think I got me some leverage. I really do. Did I pay for you last year?
Yes, you did.
I'm not this year.
Okay. I'm not as broke as I was last year. I'm the producer now.
Okay, big man.
Oh, it's true. That's just the financial thing.
Wait, after that, no, now I don't need to say anything.
All right, Colin. So you're still voting no keeper?
You know, it's funny. I could vote keeper now, and it wouldn't make any difference. So I'll stick with my original vote.
Does anybody else in the league have a player that they love so much that they want to keep? It sounds like none of the people in the league have.
No, John would, and it's obvious.
John, who's the guy you would keep if you could keep anybody?
Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander.
The people that had the greatest teams, of course.
He's the one with Super Bowl. Duh. That's what fantasy really is. Last year they did good, so keep. You know, and it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, if it doesn't, why don't you allow it to be a keeper league for just one guy? If it doesn't mean anything, why don't you allow it?
You know why?
Because you just live to torture me.
You want it so badly.
I do. God damn it, I do.
And I just, you know, I
do. Because everything's happening now.
I wish I could get into it.
Everything's happening now. I mean, the game's starting a couple of weeks.
So.
I got my new copy of the Madden game coming before anybody else gets it. Jesus,
I want to get, you know what, because it really is.
I got to have
especially
me,
late
Larry Johnson.
Late fall.
I got to have him.
Early winter. Life sucks for me, and I really want to get more into the NFL. This year.
All right. You realize I picked him up in week 6 last year? Ladies and gentlemen.
Larry Johnson?
Yes, when Priest Holmes went down with an injury.
Yeah, I had him. I could keep him.
You really would keep Larry Johnson instead of Peyton Manning?
Swear to God.
Hmm.
In our league, the quarterbacks aren't your biggest point getters.
The running backs are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to look over how the scoring is set up.
I hate the way the scoring's set up.
Well, speak to
Can you set the scoring up differently this year?
What's wrong?
Can we vote on this?
Why we set the scoring up so Mike wins every game?
Oh, I see. No. It's already set up so I win.
No, it's just I had some great individual performances that I just got screwed on last year.
No, you didn't.
Did you?
You ran up against John.
Did two. Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand, Norman.
Okay, bye, Johnny.
Norman. Bye.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
We got a break. Oh, listen, a reminder that our ratings... Don't Suck is bad anymore.
That's right.
We're up to number four now.
Yay!
Need you to listen harder. Thank you for your support. Don't forget, big party Wednesday night. We'll see you out at Mike's Joint. Wednesday night, it's our big thank you for making us number four on the ratings party.
Right.
Information on that coming right up, and we'll be right back.
Number four, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What genre of person is Johnson?